Hi, hello. Welcome to the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast. I'm Michael Foreman, author. Yes, hi again. It's Michael Foreman, author, calling to you all the way from the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast in Western Australia. It's a little bit of a drizzly and blowy day outside today. I don't know how it is around your place, but at the moment, the leaves have been whipped up by the winds and so is the ocean. Today's podcast is about if you want a love that lasts forever, these six things must always exist. And this one comes from Your Tango, and I thought I'd put it on the podcast because it seems applicable to everything we're talking about here. It's by Sylvia Sallo, so thank you, Sylvia, for doing some research on this. Relationships are what give our life meaning. Have you ever thought about how your life would be without any loved ones and not a single meaningful relationship? It's lonely and scary, right? When we are with someone we love and who loves us back, it makes us feel special, fulfilled, and complete. However, if you want to have a meaningful relationship in your life, you need to nurture it every single day. You need to put in the effort every single day. Sustaining a relationship can sometimes be a hard task, as you are bound to have bad days, but you need to accept the good with the bad. Other people are mirrors of our beliefs about ourselves. When we're unwilling to see our own reflection in the other person, the relationship becomes painful. To make a relationship work, above all, you need to work on yourself. Sure enough, you also need to be crystal clear on what kind of person you want to be with and set your standards. Once you've met someone you love, and who meets your standards and values, then it's mostly an inside job, just like anything else in life. Not every relationship is meant to last. Regardless of how long you stay together, you can enjoy the experience and use it as one of the greatest tools to grow faster. Each relationship is meant to teach us valuable lessons about ourselves. Not all the lessons are joyful and easy, but all are important. Here are some key principles to make a relationship work. If you want a love that lasts forever, these are the six things that you must have in your relationship. One is self-love. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but if you don't love yourself, your partner can't help you with that. On the contrary, they'll reflect your self-love and self-confidence to you. Many people go into relationships for the wrong reasons. They feel lonely and they want someone to appreciate them because they don't appreciate themselves. But as long as you want your partner to make you feel good about yourself, you push them away and you're even further from loving yourself. The other person is never the source of your happiness and love. You have to find it within yourself, regardless if you're in a relationship or not. This might be a harsh lesson, but it also gives you inner freedom. If you want to make a relationship work, then focus on being the source of love for yourself first. If you don't love yourself, you cannot expect that someone else could love you completely. It just doesn't work this way. You only attract people who reflect where you stand energetically. Number two, not losing yourself in your partner. When we find a partner, we feel so happy that it's very easy to forget about what we need and want. We might compromise who we are to spend more time with them. Longer into the relationship, we get used to doing things together. It makes sense. Everyone has been there. But this is so dangerous for any relationship. When we let go of our hobbies, goals, and friends so we can spend more time together, we make the relationship codependent. And this will never work and last. It's vital to keep working on your dreams and to have the me time. Me time is your time to do what you love. While doing what you love, you recharge your batteries and then you feel happier and share this happiness with your mate. Therefore, it's crucial for both of you. This is especially true for women. I have a saying, an unhappy woman means an unhappy relationship and family. Thus, it's not helping anyone when you're all the time available and forget about the things that make your heart sing. Remember that a great relationship starts with you. Number three, taking ownership of your own mess. Everyone has different experiences and beliefs. We carry our baggage of unhealed issues everywhere we go. But somehow, strangely, many of us expect that once we're in a relationship, we can hand our baggage over to the other person and they'll help us carry it. So we blame the other person when things don't go our way or we don't feel good. But the other person isn't the source of your issues. Yes, they trigger them, and sometimes very well, but they only mirror back to you any unhealed wounds, so you can release them. We've all received some negative treatment from family, school, society, ex-partners, etc. But the pain doesn't disappear by itself because it's stuck energy in your system that you have to let go of consciously. Otherwise, it stays there and keeps attracting similar painful moments until you choose to heal it. 4. Being an open book. Although there are many tips on how to stay mysterious and keep the attraction, if you want to create a lasting relationship built on trust, then forget this piece of advice. Another killer of relationships is assumptions. When you don't communicate precisely what you want, think, and need, your partner will assume what it is. And that leads to misunderstandings. The same is true and vice versa. If they don't tell you exactly how things are, then your mind naturally goes into some negative scenarios. Good communication is vital. Always say what you exactly want and feel, even if you don't know. When you feel bad without any apparent reason, instead of replying nothing when your partner asks how you are, say, "I feel bad, but I'm unsure why. This feeling started a couple of days ago, but it has nothing to do with us. Please give me some more time to figure it out." This is more precise than saying just nothing, even if you aren't sure what's going on. 5, not trying to own another person. Your partner does not belong to you. Even if you've been together for 30 years, no one belongs to us. The truth is, we are born alone, and we are going to leave this world alone. Thus, the only person you'll ever be with all the time is you. Your partner also has their own hobbies and dreams, and, as well as you, they should also follow their hearts and do what they love. Any, hidden or not, control is like poison for both of you. We all have free will, and it means that not everyone will act as they wish. If they cross the line of your standards, then you have to think if you're willing to continue. But don't try and imprison them before it happens, because otherwise they'll run away. And 6, be the biggest cheerleader for your partner. When they're happy, your relationship will be more at ease and mutually supportive. I don't know anything worse than a person burying their dreams and then looking back at some point feeling depressed that they didn't do what they wanted. If you love your partner, then you want them to do whatever makes them happy and create a supportive environment. The bonus part is that when they work on their dreams, it's a time for you also to do what you love. A meaningful relationship will always enrich your life. However, things are not always going to be hunky-dory. Some days are going to be worse than others, and some days are going to give you memories of a lifetime. As long as you understand your relationship and your partner, everything will gradually fall into place. You will see that it was simple from the beginning itself. And in that lies the essence of a meaningful relationship. Well, I think Sylvia Sallow is right on the money. There's a lot of good advice inside that piece she wrote earlier on this month. Sylvia Sallow is a writer, soul healer, author, and speaker. Does it help you with your sexless marriage? Well, I think if you are comfortable in your own skins, it's a good starting point. She says, Sylvia says, that is, that we reflect ourselves in other people. So if we're not happy with ourselves, then that in itself can cause blockages to the bedroom. Now, how do you undo all of the mess that might have led up to this particular point before listening to this podcast? Well, that's where therapy comes in handy, and you can start unraveling the junk that came before it. All right, that's it for today's podcast. I hope you had a good time listening to it. Just remember, wherever you are in the world, it can always rain on your parade. I'll see you later.